I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. As far as surrealist painting in the David Owsley Museum of Art goes, Kurt Seligman's Migrants is quite striking. At first glance, it looks completely abstract, just a pile of wrinkly, colorful shapes. But upon closer inspection, the subject begins to become clear. It is a huddled group of impoverished travelers. You might see some crutches and possibly shoulder bags. The longer you look, however, the more difficult it is to distinguish one figure from another. In this way, the group feels attached, each member dependent on one another. The identity of this group, like the abstract nature of their portrayal, is somewhat mysterious, but the theme of migration relates to the artist's biography. Kurt Seligman first arrived in New York from Europe in early September 1939 at the outbreak of World War II. He was aware that artists such as himself would be targets for the Nazis, so he remained in the United States ultimately for his whole life. As an immigrant himself, Seligman must have drawn upon the displacement he felt upon leaving his home and his artistic community when he created the Owsley Museum's painting. We'd like to thank Ball State student Miles McCoy for his text. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.